Hello, welcome to From God's Heart to Mine. Thanks for joining me today as we aim to draw nearer to God every day. Today, let's think about Ezekiel chapter 3. Now, when we think about prophets in the Bible, and we read about these men who are called prophets, we're reading about people who spoke for God. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 tells us that God, and various times in various ways, spoke to the fathers by the prophets. And when we think about speaking for God, it's obvious that speaking for God is a weighty task. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to be treated casually when someone stands up to say, "Thus says the Lord." And while we don't have prophets today the same way that God chose to speak through prophets in the early days of his people, see Ephesians 3 verse 5, we do, in a sense, still speak for God as we align what we say with the message of God's word that he's given to us. And so when we look at how Ezekiel was called to be a prophet, we learn some valuable lessons about what it means to speak for God. When we look at Ezekiel 3, in verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, "Moreover, he said to me, 'Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go, speak to the house of Israel.' So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, 'Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you.' So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness." So as Ezekiel has this vision here before the glory and the presence of the Lord, and God is calling him to speak to Israel on his behalf, Ezekiel sees a vision of a scroll, of a book that appears before him, and God tells him to eat it. When we think about speaking for God, we must ingest God's word before we can properly speak it. Now, of course, we're not literally eating the Bible, and Ezekiel was in this vision eating this scroll, but in the sense that we do understand, we should take in God's word before we dare to speak it. We fill ourselves with what God has said. There's an aspect in this image of internalizing what God has said before we're ready to go out and speak it. And when we understand internalizing God's word, we realize that God's word can be sweet. Ezekiel said that scroll tasted like honey in his mouth. And sometimes God's word has messages that are hard and difficult. In fact, Ezekiel was about to go preach some very difficult messages to Israel. And yet the word of God could still be presented in such a way that it tasted sweet. And I think that's worth remembering. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." In verse 4, God says to Ezekiel, "Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them." That's what prophecy is in a nutshell. Ezekiel was a man whom God empowered to speak with his words. And we have the word of God today. And so as we think about how we speak and interact with others, how we teach, how we help others to know the gospel, we are called to speak with God's words, not with our own opinions, not with our own thoughts or imagination, but with what God has said. In verses 5 and 6, God tells Ezekiel, "You are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted." So God tells Ezekiel that he's going to preach to people that he knows. Now, for some people, that would be a comfort. It might scare them to think of standing before strangers to speak publicly. But for Ezekiel, it was going to be a lot harder to speak to the people he knew, to people he might have been related to, who had rejected God and had rejected God's word. And what God tells Ezekiel is, look, if you'd gone to faraway places, even though there was a language barrier, even though it was hard to understand them, they might still have listened to you. But if you speak to Israel, you speak to the people you know, they might reject you because they are hard-hearted. When we speak for God, we can go to the people that we know. Going into all the world also means going next door. It means going to our neighbors, to our friends, to our family members, and the people we know. And yet the reality is, we can expect a measure of rejection. We can expect people who reject what we say because they are rejecting what God says. But God tells Ezekiel not to be afraid. In verse 9, "Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house." Ezekiel was still called to speak with courage. In verse 11, God said, "Go, get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, 'Thus says the Lord God,' whether they hear or whether they refuse." Regardless of whether people listen to the message of God, if we are going to be God's people and his messengers, we speak and tell them, "Thus says the Lord." We share with them what God has said, regardless of how they might respond. But to do any of that, we ourselves must first receive the word of God. Verse 10, God says, "Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears." The first step in being able to speak on behalf of God is developing a habit and a lifestyle of listening to all that God has to say. 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." If we want to speak for God in this world today, even to people we know and love who need to hear God's message, the gospel, then we must first fill ourselves with the word of God. Thanks for listening to From God's Heart to Mine. I hope you're having a great day. Feel free to reach out to me on any platform, and I would love to include you in my prayers today. Open your heart today to pursue God's heart and try to show God's heart to others. Thank you.